ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुसुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखानुतांश्च वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभश्च कृपासिन्धुभैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि श्री गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरि। नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुद्रेत मुखं करोति वासलं पङ्गुलं हैतगिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीगुरुदिनतैणं श्रीचैतन्यैश्वरं नमं विष्णुं। So today we'll hear from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 3, Text 5, on the subject matter Gajendra's prayers of surrender. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Kalena Panchatvam Itesu Krishnaso. Kalena Panchatvam Itesu Krishnaso. Lokesu Talesu Cha Sarvahetusu. Lokesu Palesu Cha Sarvahetusu. Tamaha Tadasi Gahanam Gabhiram. Tamas Tadasi Gahanam Gabhiram. Ja Tasya Pare Abhivirajate Vibhuhu. Jastasy pare bhi virajate vibhuhu. Kalena panchatam itesu krishnaso. Lokesu palesu cha sarvahetusu. Tamas tadasid gahanam gabhiram. Jastasy pare bhi virajate vibhuhu. Kalena panchatam itesu krishnaso. Lokesu palesu cha sarvahetusu. Tamastadasid gahanam gabhiram. Jastasya pare abhi virajate vibhu. Kalena panchatam itesu krishnaso. Lokesu palesu cha sarvahetusu. Tamastadasid gahanam gabhiram. यस्तस्य पारे विराजते विभुः When all the causative and effective manifestations of the universe, including the planets and their directors and maintainers, are annihilated, there is a situation of dense darkness. Above this darkness, however, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I take shelter of His lotus feet. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. From the Vedic mantras, we understand that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is above everything. He is supreme above all the demigods, including Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. He is the supreme controller. When everything disappears by the influence of His energy, the cosmic situation is one of dense darkness. The Supreme Lord, however, is the sunshine, as confirmed in the Vedic mantras, Aditya Varnam Tamasah Parastat. In our daily experience, when we on earth are in the darkness of night, the sun is always luminous somewhere in the sky. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Sun, always remains luminous. Even when the entire cosmic manifestation is annihilated in due course of time. It's the end of the purport by Srila Prabhupada. So this particular verse, Gajendra praying, explaining about the supreme position of Krishna, or Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, here it is explained that how from Vedic mantra we understand that Supreme Personality of Godhead is above everything. This material creation, whatever we see, everything is resting upon Brahma. And Krishna is Paratpara. Yesterday we were reading, there is a word used yesterday verse, Sa Atmamula Abhatu Mang Paratpara. What is Paratpara? Paratpara. Para means transcendental. Paratpara means he is transcendental to transcendental. This is Paratpara. He is transcendental to transcendental. It's very strange. Transcendental to transcendental. There are some things been used in spiritual understanding, very difficult to conceive. Just like Krishna is eternal, or Krishna is infinity, and Jiva is our part and parcel of Krishna. So how something is infinite, how can have that part and parcel of something infinite? No? If something 100 you can have part, or 200 you can have part. If something infinite, how can you have part? The same way, the Paratpara. So, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is transcendental to transcendence, above all the transcendence. So, what is that Paratpara Vibhu? That Paratpara Vibhu, Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, just like Brahma. Brahman is Paratpara, is transcendental. But Krishna is saying, I am Brahmanahi Pratishtaham. So, the Brahma is under taking rest under the Krishna's shelter. That's why he is Paratpara. He is the above all the transcendence, that is Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that's why Lord Shiva is saying to Parvati that people have so many things to worship. But he is saying, Aradhana Nang Sarvesam Vishnu Aradhana Paramam. Among all the worshipful object, Vishnu is the highest worshipful Lord. Aradhana Nang Sarvesam Vishnu Aradhana Paramam. Then somebody will say, if Vishnu Aradhana is Param, is the highest, then why why we are worshipping Krishna, why we are not worshipping Vishnu. Then Brahma, in his prayer, he is saying that who is this Vishnu? Dasya eka nisasita kala matha bilamba jivanti loma bilaja jagadanda natha Vishnur mahan sahya jasya kala visasa govindam adipurusam tamahang bhajami. The Vishnur mahan, this maha Vishnu, the maha Vishnu, he is so great that all these unlimited huge universes, they are manifesting from the hair pores of his body, and thus eka nisasita kala. They are existing. How long they are existing? They are existing only one breath. The Mahavishnu breathes out, all universes they get created. And he breathes in, and all universes enter into his body. So, this is how powerful is that Mahavishnu. And even if Mahavishnu is so powerful, Vishnu Mahan Sahajasya Kala Vishesha. His unsigned Kala of Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended that Aradhya Bhagavan Vajasatanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam. That for us the most worshipful Lord is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. So in this material world, here Prabhupada has told about that how Krishna is the Supreme Son. Because in Golok, in Parabhyama, in Chid Akash, in spiritual sky, like our sky is illuminated by sunlight, and spiritual world is illuminated by Krishna's bodily effulgence. Krishna saying, na tad bhaste surya na sasanka na pavakaha. There is no sunlight, no moon, no sun. It's not necessary for that light. Because from Krishna's body, jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti koti asesa vasudhadi vibhuti virnam tad brahma niskalam anantam asesa bhutam govindam adipurusam tamaham bhajami. From Krishna's body, the effulgence is coming. Very bright effulgence. You know how bright it could be? Just imagine. Prabhupada said that this sunlight is so bright that when we drive car afternoon time, you can't see it. So bright. And like this, in this material creation, there are millions, trillions of sun. And if you put the brightness of all these suns together, they are to equal to one spark of that effulgence in the spiritual world, in Brahma Jyoti. Then try to imagine how bright it would be, the spiritual sky, the light, how bright, the brightness of millions, trillions of sun, if you put together a spark, one spark of that brightness is manifesting in this material world, which all these sun, millions, trillions of suns, they have divided little bit. So that is what Krishna is. So now, in this explanation, the most important thing is coming to one has to think that how that most exalted, that Supreme Personality of Godhead, what Gajendra in his prayer trying to establish, that how great you are, where nothing is existing, and that time you are simply, you are existing that time. Just like at the time of annihilation, once, actually there are different kinds of annihilation. There is annihilation at the day of, end of the life of Manu, one kind of annihilation. One kind of annihilation at the day of Brahma, where this universe, three planetary systems get inundated with the water. Once there was big annihilation, so everything got inundated with water. And there is one rishi, what is the name of that rishi, who doesn't die for seven kalpa? Markandeya. The Markandeya rishi, he had got some boon, that for seven kalpa he will not die. So So, but when the time of annihilation came, so everybody got annihilated, dead. But he did not die. But there is no house, nothing to eat, everything got inundated with water. So what happened to him? So he got washed away with his flow of water. And all over the water, he's tossing around here, there, and all his bone, everything getting squeezed, and he cannot eat, drinking water again and again, getting senseless, again coming to senses. Then he's thinking, wow, better I should have, why I got this boon, that I will have long life for seven kalpa, and better I should have died like this, and now I have to suffer like this. So when he was floating in the sky, then finally he found one island, so that is Jagannath Puri. Found one island in Jagannath Puri temple, this is Kalpavata is there, Kalpavata. Then when he found that, then he heard something is called, someone is calling, hey, come here, I'll protect you. So he went near that, he went on top of that island. So when he went on top of that island, then somebody told him that you go to the top of this tree, and on top of this tree, you will have my darshan. Then when he entered into the top of the tree, then he saw on the top of the tree, and the whole universe, everything is annihilated. And the top of the tree, on the top of a leaf, a banyan tree, that's Kalpavata, banyan leaf, there is Krishna Lord, he's sleeping there. He's lying there. And when he was lying there, what happened, Lord? When he reached there, paying his prayers, immediately the Lord's mouth becomes so big. Then this Markandeya Rishi, he entered into his mouth. Lord maybe did something like this. So he entered into his mouth. And when he entered into his mouth, then there he saw all the 14 planetary systems, so many Brahmandas are there, all kinds of things. So he started to walk from one side to other side. And he's going, there's no end. How far it is. Since everything he saw within the mouth, within the stomach of that small baby. So this is very inconceivable. How can one conceive? The planet is there getting annihilated. The whole planet is submerged with water. And on top of this planet there is a tree, on the leaf of the tree a small baby lying, and in the womb of that baby, the whole universe, all millions of universes are lying down there, lying there. So this is inconceivable. That's a materialistic people, with their material knowledge, they cannot understand how these things happen. But devotees, no problem. They accept these things. As I was telling that day, what to speak of ordinary people, that they can't understand all these things, all these exhibitions, exhibits by Lord Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even if Mujjanti Jatasuraya, great saintly personalities and demigods, they also get surprised how everything is working. How everything is acting in this material world. They get surprised. As I was telling that day, how God Brahma also got surprised. Brahma, once he went 100 years, severe austerity. And finally, after going through 100 years severe austerity, then he told, oh Lord, finally I have understood you. Then Narayana asked, oh, you have understood me? Yes, I know you now. So what do you know about me? So I know that I can never know you. So that is what I have come to know. So this is what to know Supreme Personality of Godhead means, that you can never know him. Even if Kunti Devi, yes, when he is praying to Krishna, so she is mentioning that how surprised she is to see. And this is really surprising, that Damabandhana Lila from tomorrow, the Kartik month will start from tomorrow, Damodar Vrata will start. So Damodara Vrata is another very surprising pastimes of Supreme Personality of Godhead. That how Dama means rope, Udara means belly, how Mother Yashoda, she was able to bind the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who is Supreme Personality of Godhead? The Supreme Personality of Godhead is so powerful. He has bound all the living entities by the rope of Maya. Is so powerful. But even if that powerful, most powerful personality, she was bound by a small rope, by a lady like Mother Yashoda. So these things bewilders people. That's why, how to speak of ordinary people, even if jnanis, the most scholarly personalities, they cannot understand also. That's why they don't accept Krishna as God. The jnanis, they don't accept Krishna as God. Even if they accept Krishna as God, but say, okay, he's God, but he's Maya God, illusion God. God originally has no form. So now all his pastimes is Maya, illusory pastimes. That's why Prabhupada called them Mayavad, Mayavadi. Mayavadi means their understanding is Krishna's pastimes, Rama's pastimes, Narasimha pastimes. They are all illusory pastimes. But it is not illusory pastimes. It's true pastimes. But for jnanis, they think the illusory pastimes. So why they will not think this is illusory? That is ample opportunity to think that Krishna cannot be Param Brahma. Really Brahma. Brahma got bewildered, Indra got bewildered, Shiva got bewildered, could not understand Krishna is Param Brahma. So just like in this pastime, sweet pastimes of Lord Krishna, as Dhammabandhan Leela, that how all these nature he is exhibiting, and if somebody will hear, definitely he will be bewildered and he cannot accept that Krishna is God, because all the symptoms that this God or Param Brahma should have in these pastimes of Dhammabandhan Leela, and we see that how it contradicts to Krishna's pastimes. Krishna or Param Brahma. Param Brahma means he should be completely free from any kinds of desire. He is Atmarama. He is Aptakama. He is fully satisfied. He is beyond the influence of three modes of material nature. He has no anger. He is supposed to be very opulent. The opulent person will not steal something. And he is supposed to be free from fear. Nobody can catch him even if he great yogis. They run the speed of mind. Still they cannot reach. They can toss the toe of that Param Brahma. That's why it is stated, Aditya Varnam Tasma Tamasa Parastat. So he is the beyond all this darkness. What to speak of beyond all the darkness? He is even if he, as it was stated yesterday, he is transcendental to the transcendental. But in Krishna's pastime, we see that all these kinds of different things, which is very easy to be bewildered. So, from tomorrow, this Damodar Vrata will start. So this whole month, devotees will meditate upon the sweet pastimes of Lord Krishna, though specifically the worshipping Krishna in Vatsala Rasa. For them, this is very nice pastime. That where Krishna reciprocating with Mother Yashoda in such a way that he is exhibiting a pastime just like an ordinary boy. Krishna saying in Bhagavad Gita, Abhajanantim mangudha manusim tanumasritam param bhavam ajanatam mamabhuta maheswaram. Abhajanantim mangudha. The foolish people, they will not understand. Manusim tanumasritam. When I will exhibit my pastimes in the form of a human being, abhajanantim mangudha manusim tanumasritam, they will be bewildered. Why they will be bewildered? Because they will not understand my param bhava, my supreme nature. They cannot understand. Only my devotees, they can understand my supreme nature, because I will make them to understand. Krishna saying in Bhagavad Gita, who can understand me? Nobody can understand me, but someone can understand me. Who? As Krishna saying, tesaṁ satata-yuktānaṁ bhajataṁ pṛti-pūrvakam dadāmi buddhi-yogam. I will give them buddhi intelligence. Those that are engaged in my devotional service, loving devotional service, by my mercy, tesaṁ evānukampārtham aham ajñānatatamah nāsayami atma-bhāvastha. Tesaṁ evānukampārtham, being merciful upon, eva anukampa, being merciful upon them, aham ajñānatatamah nāsayami. I will destroy, I will eradicate that darkness of ignorance of darkness, ajñānatatamah, that ajñāna, that ignorance, which arising from the mode of ignorance, I will eradicate that. Atma bhavasta jnana deepana bhastata. I am residing within the heart of all living entities, each and every living entity. Ishvara sarvabhutanam hridesu arjuna tishtati. O Arjun, Ishvara is residing within everyone's heart. So in this way, jnana deepana bhastata. He will enlighten the living entity so that he can understand. Adurayaji, naham prakasa sarvasi yogamaya samabritaha. I am not manifested to everyone. I am covered by yogamaya. Even if people just see Krishna in front of them, they can't understand. Somebody asked Prabhupada, can you show us God? Then Prabhupada told him, if I show you God, can you understand that, how you know that he is God or not? Even God, sometimes God appear in front of you. So how will you know He is God? Or if you know He is God, how you take advantage of God's presence? These two problems. That's why God doesn't appear to us. Because even if He appears, we will not understand whether we will know that He is God or not. We will not understand that He is God. And even if He appear, we don't take full advantage of God. That's why to know God, to take shelter of God, one has to go through the devotees. Devotees will make understand that He is God. That's why they say that devotees' appearance in this earthly planet is more important than Lord's appearance. Lord's appearance is very auspicious, but Lord's appearance would not make any sense to us if devotee would not appear. Because Lord would come and have His pastimes. Nobody would give any importance to that unless devotees would come and explain to us how important it is this. For example, the Prime Minister of Australia. If Prime Minister of Australia would come and just walk on the street alone, without anybody, just walking on the street. Even if he's Prime Minister of Australia, nobody would care him. We don't know to recognize that he's Prime Minister of Australia. So he was just walking, hanging around on the street, nobody cares. But when Prime Minister of Australia will come with all his antaraj and associates, Prime Minister is coming, people will give some attention. In the same way, even if the Lord comes, Lord will have nothing, He will have no potency, unless devotee comes and make Him to understand. That's why to understand all these secrets, the mystery of Krishna's pastime, one has to go through to understand as it is described by the devotees. That's what is stated by reading Srimad Bhagavatam. You will not understand God. You have to read Srimad Bhagavatam with association of devotees. Japara Bhagavata Vaishnavarasthane. Then there are many Vaishnavas, they read Srimad Bhagavatam, but they understand Bhagavatam in one way. But the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they understand Bhagavatam in different way. The followers of Madhvacharya, they also read Bhagavatam. The followers of Ramanuja, they read also Srimad Bhagavatam. But they don't understand Srimad Bhagavatam in that way the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understand. Because when we take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, The meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam will manifest to us in a completely different way. That's why it is stated, Japara Bhagavata Vaishnavarasthane Ekanta Ashrayakara Chaitanya Charane. When somebody will take shelter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhagavat will give a different meaning. Srimad Bhagavata Amalam Pramanam Prema Pumartha Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatradaru Napara. This is Mahaprabhu's verdict. The Srimad Bhagavatam will give Prema Pumartha Mahan, the Pancham Purusha, the fifth Purusartha, and that is Prema. But all other scriptures, Veda, Vedanta, Upanishad, Purana, if you go through those scriptures, all you will find Chaturvarga, Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha, these four things. And people are happy with this Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. But when we read Srimad Bhagavatam, with the association of the pure devotees, followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we understand the real mystery, the secret of Krishna's pastimes, what is there. Only Mahaprabhu's followers, they have explained in a nice way. Otherwise, even if we understand God, still we do not know how to beg to God, how to ask God. Just like there is one lady had gone to forest to cut wood. In India, the ladies, they would go to collect wood because they would cook their food by wood, by their fuel. So she went to forest to cut wood. So she was carrying wood and coming back to her house. So on the way, so it was too heavy. It's too heavy. So she just put down that wood, a bundle of wood, and took a little rest. So now, she got a little tired, so she took a little rest. After taking a little rest, she wanted to put that bundle of food on her head to go back to her house. But that place in the forest, there is nobody to help her. So she alone could not pick up this bundle of food and put on her head. So she felt very helpless. But when she felt very helpless, in a very helpless mood, she just called, "Oh Lord, please help me." So because without any duplicity, she, in very helpless condition, she called for Lord. The Lord appeared there. The Lord appeared and asked, "What do you want? How can I help you?" This foolish lady told, "You please pick up this bundle of food, put on my head." Even if she found Lord appeared, she called Lord. She doesn't know how to ask. She said she could ask so many things. Lord, come in front of you. But she's full, she's asking, "Put this bundle of food on my head." So that's why, even if we get Lord, we do not know how to ask. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us. Na dhanang, na janang, na sundaring kabitangba jagadisha kamaye, mama janmani janmani sare bhavatad bhakti rahitukite. Oh my Lord, I don't want dhana, jana, sundari, beautiful ladies, even if liberation. Let me take birth again and again. I don't want to become free from the cycle of birth and death also. I don't want to become free, but all I want, mama janmani janmani sare bhavatat bhakti rahitikitai. I want only ahetuki bhakti, the causeless bhakti at your lotus feet. I don't want anything else. But some so-called intelligent person will ask you, "But what is the use? What is the use of the bhakti if you are suffering?" People in Bengal, they ask, when we go, tell them we chant Hare Krishna. The first question they ask, if we chant Hare Krishna, our stomach will get filled. What will we get chanting Hare Krishna? So first they think that what will we get? But by chanting Hare Krishna, actually one will get everything. By chanting Hare Krishna, when we please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by developing bhakti at His lotus feet, that lotus feet is so powerful. Lakshmi sahasra satasambhrama sevyamanam govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. Millions of Lakshmi devas are standing in line to get favor of that lotus feet. And if we get service, we get love and devotion to that lotus feet, what we will lack? That's what the devotees, they don't ask Krishna, dhanam dehi, janam dehi, jasam dehi. Rather they say, na dhanam, na jam, na sundaring kavitang ba jagadisha kamaye. I want only devotion at your lotus feet. There is a king. The king once decided that he became very pleased. So he decided And he declared, he decided that one day I'll give charity. So he declared that coming Purnima full moon day, from sunrise to sunset, the whole day I'll give charity. So whoever will come and ask, whatever he wants, I'll give. Now open my godown and whatever they want, I'll give. So on that particular day, hundreds, thousands of people from all over the country, they are coming. And some, they're asking, give me money, give me land, give me house, give me job, give me this, that. Whatever they're asking, the king is donating whole day. So almost about dusk time, sun about to set. The king saw the servant, he has one servant, he's not asking anything. So he told his servant, why don't you ask something? This is the day I am giving charity, everybody whatever they want they are taking, and why don't you ask something? Then servant, no, I am very happy serving you, I don't want anything. Then king, no, you must take something from me, because I am giving to everybody. So what is your desire? I'll fulfill, whatever your desire, I'll fulfill that. Then the servant told, okay, if you are pushing so much, you want to fulfill my desire, all I want, you please come to my house one day and give the dust for lotus feet in my house. King said, "Are, what you'll get from the dust of my lotus feet? You should ask some money, some house, some opulence from me. The dust of my lotus feet, what you'll do with that?" No, I don't want anything. I want only dust of the Lord. Please come one day to my house. I want to receive you as my guest. So that is my great fortune. I can get to you as my guest. What more good fortune one can have? When he get to, I'll get you as my guest. So he please come one day and give the dust of the lotus feet in my house. Then king immediately ordered, okay, I'll fulfill your desire. On one particular day, I'll go to your house. The king called Prime Minister and told that on that particular day, I'll go to my servant house, I'll stay one night there. Because he invited me as his guest. Then immediately Prime Minister thinking, king will go means king will not go alone. Queen will go, all the ministers will go, the soldiers will go. So how can king stay in the small house of a servant? Immediately, very quickly, the Prime Minister ordered that within very limited time, that you must build a nice palace there. So that king can stay, queen can stay, all the chariot, all the horses, elephant, so immediately. They put so much money and all kinds of things. They build a huge palace there in that, where that servant is staying. And that particular day, then the king went with the queen, all the soldiers, prime minister, and he stayed the night there. They had very happy time. The next morning, the king left. Who stayed there? The servant stayed. Servant didn't ask anything. The dust of lotus feet. But Krishna, the king went and gave everything. That's why Jai Bhaja Sevada Chatur. The devotees of Krishna saying, no, I don't want anything. I want only a lotus feet. And that lotus feet has everything. So, but foolish people, they don't understand. They think, oh, what I get with that lotus feet? But devotees of Bhaja Sevada Chatur, they say, no, my Lord, I don't want anything. I want only a lotus feet. But then lotus feet, Lakshmi Sahasra Satya Sambhrama Sabhyamanam, and they don't ask this, that. They ask something which includes everything. So that Supreme Personality of Godhead, he reciprocates to his devotee. When devotee takes shelter of that lotus feet, then Lord, he reciprocates. He releases his sweetness. This is the exchange between the living entity and Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are trying to become happy. So where is the happiness? All the happiness is within Krishna. Now how living entity, the spirit soul can become happy? When spirit soul will develop love, then Krishna will release his sweetness. Krishna has sweetness, rasa, then the living entity has prema. So more will develop prema, Krishna will release more sweetness, and Krishna is simply waiting how to give pleasure to the living entities. Then how living entities will become happy? We can only become happy when we serve Krishna, then Krishna will release everything. So this is the point. where the jnanis cannot understand. Jnanis, they try to understand Parambrahma by seeing all the qualities of Parambrahma described in Veda. But they don't understand that Supreme Personality Godhead Parambrahma, He can accept any kinds of mood to give pleasure to His devotees. That is what His pleasure is. And that has been exhibited in these sweet pastimes of Damabandhana Lila, binding by a rope. But tomorrow I will explain step by step that how our Gaudiya Acharyas, they have justified that all these qualities that Krishna has exhibited in this pastimes of binding, Mother Yashoda binding by a rope, he is becoming very hungry. Supreme Personality of Atmaram, why he should become hungry? But he is becoming very hungry. Then when Mother Yashoda leave Krishna behind, when he is drinking milk, Krishna, Mother left, then he is very dissatisfied. But if Parambrahma cannot become dissatisfied, he is fully satisfied, aptakama, but if Krishna is dissatisfied, then Krishna become very angry. Why somebody become angry? Where anger come from? And lust, where lust come from? By the influence three modes of material nature. But Parambrahma is beyond influence of three modes of material nature. But how he can become angry? And he is so scared, he is running away. Kunti Devi is surprised. Kunti Devi praying, I feel surprised. That how the fear personification is afraid of you. But you are getting so scared, just to see a stick in your mother's hand, it bewilders me. Kunti Devi says, it bewilders me. And he is running away. He's so scared, he's running away. And that Supreme Personality of Godhead, by the speed of mind, yogis cannot catch, and Mother, just a simple lady, village lady, can catch him. And not only can catch him, scare him. He cries in fear, he trembling in fear. All these things, who will not be bewildered? How can somebody accept that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead? All the symptoms we exhibit, and we take the symptoms described in scriptures, what Parambrahma could be, all opposite things, all contradictory symptoms has exhibited in this pastimes of Krishna. So tomorrow is the first day of Kartik. Tomorrow we'll discuss the sweet pastimes described by Srila Sukadeva Goswami. And Sukadeva Goswami glorifying that how fortunate is Mother Yashoda, how fortunate is she, that she had got the Supreme Personality of Godhead to drink milk from her breast. No other gopi can become so fortunate as Mother Yashoda is. Very ecstatic way Srila Sukadeva Goswami explaining, and Srila Jiva Goswami and Bhishana Chakravarti Pada also giving very nice commentary, through which commentary they are establishing, they are justifying all these activities of Krishna, how it is not contradictory to His nature of Parambrahma, that He is absolute truth, He is Parambrahma. In spite of that, how He is exhibiting all these activities, still He is so great, He is supreme. In this way, in Gajendra's prayer, all these great qualities He is mentioning. So tomorrow we will discuss tomorrow's verse also in that line. So because tomorrow is first day of Kartik, so we will discuss Damabandhan Lila tomorrow. If you have any question or any comments, you can tell now. No question?
Maharaj, when Martandeya Rishi was in the devastation, wasn't there a time when he went to Navadvipa?
Yeah, he went to Navadvipa also. Purana it is explained, he went to Puri also. Navadvipa also. Navadvipa Suravi, Mother Suravi was there. Then Suravi rescued him and gave him shelter in Godrumdip. Godrumdip also doesn't get inundated. So he went to Navadvip also.
There's millions and millions of universes. So when there's a devastation, do they all cycle at the same time? In other words, are they all devastated simultaneously, or is one universe annihilated and another one is going?
As far as I know, I have not heard. As far as I know, all the universes, they manifest from the hair pores of Mahavishnu and breathes out. Then they live for the lifetime of the Brahma. Then again, the final annihilation takes place. The universe they enter into the body of Mahavishnu. Actually, different kinds of annihilation are there. As I was telling, the end of every Manu's lifetime, one annihilation. End of the day of Brahma, one annihilation, where only three planetary systems will become annihilated. Upper planetary system will not be annihilated. So there is the final prakritic pralaya. The prakritic pralaya is the final pralaya. In that pralaya, how it will happen, as the creation took place, you know, one after another element manifested, first sky manifested, then air manifested, then fire manifested, then air manifested, then water manifested, then earth manifested, like that. Then in Ekadasa Skanda it is all explained, then one after another they will get enter inside also. And gradually they will wind up, everything enter into Mahavishnu's body. So all the universes at the when Mahavishnu will breathe in, they will all enter inside.
So that means they must all cycle at the same rate. In other words, if I'm in this universe or that universe, the yugas would be the same. Would that be right?
Universes?
The yugas. In other words, if I'm in Kali Yuga here, I go to another universe, is also Kali Yuga.
Oh, that I don't know how that works.
Because what it seems to be logically saying to me is that it's all timing out the same thing, because when it finally annihilates, it's annihilating all the universes all at once. It's understood that, isn't it, that when Krishna is in this universe exhibiting his pastimes, when he leaves, he just goes to another universe. So it couldn't be Kali Yuga because it'd be Krishna would be one.
Well, that's why I'm asking, because I'm trying to work out, does the Lord Brahma in the other universe have the same life, time, as
does to understand this much, we got bewildered. That's why Krishna's pastimes is bewildering. How? It's inconceivable. How can conceive? No. How this time works, factors.
It has a different way of understanding.
What?
And if you go, different way of understanding, then we go in Madhavacharya's.
Madhvacharya.
If we go there and understand Bhagavad, it will be different understanding. How is that different understanding?
You see, they, Madhvacharya, Ramanuja, they all speak about bhakti, Vishnu bhakti. But Gaudiya Acharyas, they speak about Krishna bhakti, Krishna with Radharani. No other Acharyas, they speak about that. They speak about bhakti, and also they, Balvacharya, they speak about Balya, Lila, about Vatsalya Rasa. But Gaudiya Siddhanta is much more higher than any other Vaishnava Siddhanta. So in that way, that is different. So you have to think the size of different universes are different. Yes, different.
That's why time will go. We will have a different scale of time. Yuga in a universe which is bigger than
Nazarbhat would be longer, therefore no Krishna body. Well, the only reason I ask is that Maharaj says that at one point all these universes are within the body of Maharaj. That means the finishing point must be the same, even if there are cycles in between different.
So, even if finishing point is same, but just like even if for Brahma, when Brahma is within one day, but the time factor in different planets is different. For him, one day, finish. But here, for us, different variation is there. In the same way, for Vishnu's breathing is finished, but within Brahmanda and Brahmanda, there could be variation, time factor, but of course, this is also our speculation, because I didn't hear, read anywhere. And Prabhupada told devotee can speculate sometimes. Devotees are allowed to speculate. Yes. Gaudiya Math have their own way of understanding, and Prabhupada opened a special hospital to treat the people. So Prabhupada, you see, you are getting treatment from a doctor, you should go in and have diagnosed your disease. You just run to this doctor, that doctor, they give some wrong dose, then you will die. That's why even if Gaudiya Math is okay, there are doctors, but we should stay with the doctor who has started treating us. That's why Prabhupada, don't run here and there.
Basically, we are from Gaudiya Math. Actually, we are from Gaudiya Math. We are not anywhere else.
We are not belongs to Gaudiya Math. We are belongs to Gaudiya Sampradaya. Gaudiya Math means different. Gaudiya Sampradaya. Gaudiya Math means all those Gaudiya Math is institution. And we are different institutions. We are ISKCON. And that is Gaudiya Math. But the philosophy or our parampara is Gaudiya Parampara. Sampradaya. Sampradaya.
So we are part of that.
Philosophically.
What they say, same thing. But we are different?
No, same. But now they are saying something different from us. Some basic philosophy. Philosophically, we are same, but our process and different things is much more different than Gaudiya Math, at present Gaudiya Math. Rather, philosophically, goal and everything is almost same. There's no difference. Same.
Great,
Again, you are telling that you use Gaudiya Math. Don't use that. Don't say Gaudiya Math. Yes, Gaudiya Sampradaya. We are Gaudiya Sampradaya. Yes. Yeah. We are Gaudiya Sampradaya, no problem. We are Gaudiya Sampradaya. What Sampradaya means? We are following the philosophy of Brahma Madhya Gaudiya Sampradaya. So we identify as Gaudiya Sampradaya, but not as Gaudiya Math. Yes. Definitely. Gaudiya Math is different. And among the Gaudiya Math, there are many Gaudiya Maths. Each Gaudiya Math, they vary also. They vary how? In detailed lifestyle, they vary. Basic philosophy, they worship Radha Krishna, we worship Radha Krishna. They chant Hare Krishna, we chant Hare Krishna. We are all same. But basic, then difference, like we chant Sansara Davanala, they chant something else. And in Gaudiya Math to Gaudiya Math, one Gaudiya Math in Ekadasi day doesn't eat pumpkin, another Gaudiya Math doesn't eat brinjal. So all these things are there. One Gaudiya Math, Brahmachari, they wear with tail, kacha, another Gaudiya Math, Brahmachari, they wear like sannyasi. So you go each Gaudiya Math, there are all different styles of lifestyle. It's like ISKCON, we have one. But Gaudiya Math is not like that. Each Gaudiya Math, they have their own way of lifestyle. So this is separate, as well as the doctor, they have preached one way and brought the people, so they are treating them their own way. So it's like that in detail, lifestyle is varied. But basic philosophy is same, that Sampradaya is bringing. And Prabhupada did some adjustment because he has to preach all over the world, maybe Gaudiya Math are not doing that. That way may be difference. Otherwise, basically we are same, there is no difference with that. Sampradaya one, there is no difference.
Said that karma, jnana, and yoga, they are elements of bhakti. Particularly, I was impressed by Sivarama Swami's interpretation. And how, in the proper way, how we can use those elements in our devotional service?
Is it their elements?
I mean, jnana and yoga, those devotees who have inclination to practice some austere yogic elements, or someone has an inclination, jnani, what would be the best way to do it?
Jnana, yoga, karma, serve Bhakti Devi. They act like servant of Bhakti. That means that you don't have to practice jnana or you don't have to go and practice yoga, Ashtanga yoga process. You don't have to do that. When you practice bhakti, along with bhakti, jnana, yoga are included. They're going along with. What is the jnana means? What is the definition of jnana?
Knowledge.
What is the knowledge? That is the English translation of jnana. The jnana, intelligent, that is English. The jnana definition of jnana is given by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Jnana means to power to discriminate between the dead and living. That is jnana. You know, jnana means to understand the difference between the body and spirit soul. That is jnana. Okay? The jnani, jnana yogi, their jnana is nirbheda brahma jnana. Means their jnana, they think we are non-different from param brahma. Okay? Then higher than that jnana is to understand that I am servant of Krishna. That is also jnana. So the different degrees of jnana. So jnana gets perfection when you understand you are servant of Krishna. So when you are serving Krishna, so jnana is following you or not? Why you are serving Krishna? Because you have this jnana. You have this knowledge that I am servant of Krishna. And that is the perfection of jnana. In that way, he said jnana is subservient to bhakti, not in the sense you follow that nirbheda brahma jnana yoga, not necessarily. Same way also yoga. Yoga gives you, but if you follow only nirbheda brahma jnana yoga, then you will end up in nirakar brahma. That will bring you there. Or you do only ashtanga yoga, you will end up realizing paramatma. But dhyana, ashtanga yoga means dhyana. Bhakti also includes dhyana, isn't it? Meditation. So meditation is acting subservient. When you are Krishna conscious, you are always in the meditation of Krishna. Stabara jangama dekhe na dekhe tar murti, sarvatra hai tar ishtadva spurti. Wherever he doesn't see the tree, mountain, house, he sees only Krishna everywhere. It's meditation. So in that way, the jnana, karma, this is a karma. Karma is karma kanda. If you do karma kanda, you will go to Sargaloka Brahmaloka. But what you are doing is also karma. Is it karma? But it is devotional karma. So, this is the karma, jnana, yoga. In this way, they included in bhakti. So, the devotees, they don't have to separately practice jnana or ashtanga yoga, not necessarily. So when they are executing devotional service, all other karma, jnana, yoga is already included there, not necessary for them. In that way they are subservient. Not that you have to practice jnana and use it in Krishna service. You understand?
Yeah, but it's clear what the noble creature has to do with all types of people. He has to discriminate. He has to use some basic knowledge of psychology. And the purpose is to show Krishna, to convince the others.
So no problem.
Is it appropriate?
It's appropriate, no problem.
And, for example, of course, no need for us to practice pranayama or something.
No need, but still some devotees are doing pranayam. Bhanu Maharaj does pranayam. You want to keep yourself a little healthy? Keep doing pranayam?
That's upset.
I don't know, Bhanu Maharaj is doing. He's very strong, he's doing good preaching. Some can do pranayam. So it's not necessary.
Yeah.
For bhaktas.
It's the same like gopis, they worshiping the Tatyayani. But his idea to get some devotional result. In the same way, if you feel like you can stabilize your mind.
Yeah, we can do so many things. We can do so many things, but the main thing is we should not do anything whimsically. That is the main thing. We can do so many things to use for Krishna, but nothing we should do whimsically. You understand whimsically?
Yes.
Yeah, because gopi is doing, then okay, let us all go do Katyayani Puja. We don't do that. We follow the order of Guru. And sadhu, the process they have given to us. Dhruva Maharaj went and he chanted Om Namo Bhagavata Vasudevaya within 6 months he saw Narayan. You chant Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya 6 months, then one day you take fruits, 2 months leaves, 2 months water, 2 months air, I will get Narayan. We don't follow like that. That will be like a speculation, whimsical. Then we just follow the process given to us by Prabhupada, and that will lead us to good destination. If you have some idea, then you go to some senior devotee or guru and ask him, if I do this, will it be favorable for me? Although sometimes we may think I will use it for Krishna service, then it will distract ourselves. But if you do under somebody's guidance, then of course anything we can use for Krishna's service, getting some idea, this, that, nothing bad. Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Nirbhanda Krishna Sambandha, Jukta Bairagya Muchyate, anything, everything we can use in Krishna service. Anything is suitable to favorable for increasing Krishna bhakti, of course, there's no problem. But better to check with somebody. Then we are more sure, no? Somebody is watching me. Otherwise, gradually Maya may take me away, no? From here. That will be good. Okay. Thank you all so much. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.